The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine, does not act on them, will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the saint from which Santa Claus comes from. And his name is Saint Nicholas. I'd like to talk a little bit about him, and I think a message that we can all learn from. Nicholas came from a very rich family, an Italian family, lived around the year 300. He eventually became a priest and a bishop. But his real grace was his desire to help out people that were going through great suffering. First story we have of him was that he brought back to life three children that died through his prayers. Second was that he was able to free from prison these inmates that were convicted even though they're innocent. So there's a lot of legends and stories that revolve around this saint. But the most important, and the reason why he is known as the patron of Christmas and Santa Claus, is the following. As I mentioned earlier, he was a man that had a lot of money that was given to him from his parents. So there was a man who had three daughters. The three daughters wanted to get married. They did not have enough money, the dowry, then they were destined to a life of prostitution. So Nicholas heard about this. So he collected a sum of money, and on the sly, he took the money and threw it through the window of the house where the man with his daughter that wanted to get married lived. And it was a big sum of money that was able to pay for the dowry, thereby preventing this daughter from giving into a life of licentiousness, a life of prostitution. So the second daughter was about to get married. And guess what? The same thing. Second daughter didn't have any dowry because the father was poor. So surreptitiously, on the sly, Nicholas comes and he throws another bag of money in the window. So this girl gets married. So the third daughter wants to get married. Guess what? Good old Saint Nick draws close to the window and once again he launches the sum of money through the window. This time the father runs out the door and he sees Nicholas running away because he didn't want to be seen. I think from this story there's a lot of lessons. But the first I'd like to underline is this. Rewind the film of your life today and see the people that God has placed in your life that intervene, and by their presence they prevented you from committing a serious sin. Now, I honestly believe if all of you are honest, if you rewind the film of your life, you're going to see God placed some key figures, persons in your life. You're about to fall off the cliff, off the Grand Canyon. You're about to fall into the mud. And God intervened and he placed a person in your path that saved you from falling into moral misery. So I invite you to do that this afternoon. You're probably going to see at least three key figures that God placed in your path saving you. So let's flip the coin now. How many times has God used maybe you to prevent people from falling into serious sin? And how God is calling you right now to be an instrument to help people from falling into serious sin. Okay, I'm going to give you three examples from the family. The family life, I could give you tons of examples. Okay, number one. You have a teenage son or daughter. He's 13. And all of his friends at school, they have the most modern cell phone. And he's badgering you, pestering you to buy him the most modern cell phone. You say no. All of his friends have fallen into watching pornography on the phone, but because you are really strong and firm with your son, he hasn't fallen. You are a Saint Nicholas. You hear me? Second example. Your daughter is 15. She's an attractive girl. She's got a lot of social charisma, if I can use that expression. All of her friends have boyfriends. And they're making out and even going beyond that, if I can be somewhat suavecito. She's got a boy high school that says, I want you to be my girlfriend. And you put your foot down and say, no. You've heard what Father Broome has said in his homilies, not until you get your college degree and you got $20,000 in the bank. So you obey the advice of Father Broome. What happens is, years pass, your daughter gets her degree from college, she makes money, she falls in love with a really good Catholic and forms an excellent family because your daughter followed your advice and you followed my advice. Saint Nick. Can I give you one more example? Can I? I'm going to give you story after story after story. I used this in the spiritual exercises class this morning. Years ago, I'm one of nine in my family. Back in the 80s, already you had the sexual education classes that were coming into the country, which were really, basically pornography. Showing movies, biological movies, health movies, but really pornography. And my mother was always way ahead of all the other mothers. The other mothers very naive, no? Way ahead of them, a country mile ahead of all the other mothers in school. So she could smell a skunk, as we say in New York. She could smell a real skunk. So she told my brother, you're not going to go to that class. He got really angry. And she went and told the teacher, my son is not going to go to that class. And the teacher said, no, he has to go. So my mother went to the vice principal. They went to the principal and pulled my brother out of that sex education class. And he had to sit in the library. He was the only one in the whole school that was sitting in the library. He was steaming and angry. My mother was a Saint Nicholas. She was the Saint Nicholas in that school because she was the only one who knew and had the courage to put her foot down saying, I'm not going to allow my son to be contaminated with liberal sexuality. Amen? So this is my interpretation of Saint Nick. Let's pray that all of us will thank God that God has sent these Saint Nicks into our lives. But let's pray for the grace that every one of us is called to be a Saint Nicholas. Amen.